We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike and Christian back here on Sports Talk. Matt Reiser joining us now, head coach at Southeastern Louisiana Baseball. Coach, how are you? And look, man, you lost the first game of the Southland, but it rattled off four straight. What got into your club?
Man, it's a resilient group, dude. And they have answered the bell all year long, man. They've had a ton of adversity. No, nobody really truly knows what we've gone through all year, starting in the fall, what they had to go through with some things personally, and then the hurricane, and then, you know, off into the springtime, we're down seven arms, four of our five rotation guys that we originally had penciled in to begin the year. And, you know, they just found a way to continue to go, man. They haven't made an excuse or a reason why they couldn't. It's just been a reason why they can. And just proud of the group, man. They've done it this way all year long. And my dad said maybe a little bit of lit up, but no give up.
You guys are into the championship series, and you had a 25-4 victory against UNO. That set up a game seven, in which you guys walked them off 4-3 in 10 innings. Just talk about that matchup.
Yeah, you know, obviously, had to go through Blake Dean's group at UNO, man. He's done such a fantastic job down there of turning that program into what it is now. It's a mainstay in this conference, a mainstay in this state, where they rattled off, you know, competitive wins in non-conference. I think they beat Oklahoma 2 out of 3, also beat LSU in the midweek, man. And he just does such a great job of that offense down there. So, yeah, we knew we had our hands full to get through them twice. Also, you get ourselves in this scenario, you know, the Saturday night game, we knew we had to continue to score runs because they've got just such a good offense, man, that can go. And then, you know, lo and behold, as a true freshman to go out there on Sunday in the deciding game and, you know, give us three or four good innings, man, just go out there and go compete. A kid that played at Holy Cross, and he did exactly what we needed. Guys in the ball game, we got the back end, the horses back out of the bullpen, came in and did what they had to do. We stayed relentless offensively. I mean, we stole seven bags and obviously hit a ton of balls hard, man, and just couldn't get anything to fall there to that last one there with Shea Thomas. It worked out perfect for us. And set up a great weekend this weekend with, you know, McNeese and Coach Hill's group down there in Lake Charles.
Matt, you got a little bit of built-in pressure at Southeastern, you know, what Selfull did in football, what you guys did in basketball. So it's like, come on, Coach. You can't let us down here. But was there a moment in the season, Matt, where you said, hey, you know, I think we really got something here. We have fought adversity, but is it getting healthy at the right time, everything being pieced together? Because I think for most people there's a time and a moment when you have a club that you say, man, I think we really got something here.
Yeah, you know, we went in the year, obviously, with a lot of different things looking on paper. And obviously, I think, you know, when you start to lose, everybody has injuries, but we've had more this year than I've had in all my years combined. And so, you know, this group is, you know, we got to a point. We didn't play a very generous non-conference schedule, a little bit of lit up, right? I mean, you know, we played the number 10, I think, non-conference schedule in the country and challenged ourselves, you know, because we wanted to build this thing into the RPI. We get the wins we're supposed to. We get a shot at the at-large. And unfortunately, it didn't unfold that way early. But what it did, it challenged us and put us in some big moments to have some adversity and have these guys continue to overcome some things. And in all honesty, we did a total reset about halfway through the season. We were in the midst of a 9-game losing streak. You know, we got swept by Nichols, opening up conference play and got beat by UIW. We're 0-4 in conference play. But we did kind of a total reset after that Nichols weekend. And, hey, man, let's start like it's day one out of fall ball. Let's reintroduce ourselves. You know, we got the clean shaving going. And, hey, man, I'm from so-and-so, from wherever, and here's a fun fact about myself. And just got back to the foundational base, and I think that was huge for us. You know, we didn't end up winning a game until, I think, the third game after that. We lost a tight one against Lafayette in the midweek, lost another tight one on Friday night at Incarnate Word on the road. But that was kind of the the turning point for us where we started going back, hey, man, whoever the next man up is, he's got to go. We got to, again, make this the reason why we're going to succeed. We got to overcome this adversity and these injuries that we've had and just keep moving forward. And they've done that. You know, we've had one hiccup since then, and that was obviously the McNeese weekend that we went over to Lake Charles, and they swept us. They walked us off twice. So, again, I'd be amiss to say that, you know, the guys aren't excited about being able to go to Lake Charles and getting a second chance at this thing to do it right. But, in the same sense, we've been trying to focus on us as much as possible and getting us right.
Yeah, you just mentioned the sweep in April, but do you feel like you're a different baseball team than your team in April?
Yeah, I mean, you know, no, in all honesty, I think it's the same team we had then. You know, it's baseball. It's the game. You know, you love it, and then it rips your heart out right in front of you. You know, we had a couple walk-off losses.
It's true.
So, it's the game. It's what it is, and it's a week-to-week deal. I think we had some things figured out by then, and what moments to bring what guys in out of the bullpen, right? The offense started to click a little bit more, and, you know, we just ran into a good team during a good weekend at their home place, and they walked us off twice. So the good thing is we didn't falter, right? That was the easy moment for us to go ahead and pack it in and say, hey, man, we've already done this once. Can we really overcome this again? And they didn't. We made a stretch there at the end. It took an extra inning ball game at Nichols the last day, the last game of conference play, regular season play, for us not to win a share of the regular season title. But, again, maybe a little bit of lit up, but no give up in this crew, man. They got back in the conference tournament, and also being able to host it here in Hammond at the Pat was special for us to be able to do that in front of our home fans. And, again, lose game one, a little bit of lit up, maybe no give up. So they get in there and do what I think probably a lot of people thought was impossible for us to go through there and win four games in 3 days, obviously with the injury we've had on the mound. But the offense showed up when we needed it to, did what it was supposed to, and then the pitching showed up when we needed it to when the offense wasn't going. So it's a team sport for a reason, man. These guys have been resilient and done a good job of just being there for each other. And probably one of my favorite groups I've ever coached, in all honesty.
Southeastern University head baseball coach Matt Reiser, good luck in the championship game on Thursday. Championship series, excuse me.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. We're going to go get after it and go give it heck. So, man, just proud of this group. Line up, baby.
All right, Coach. Matt, thank you, brother.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.